everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show, October 12th, 2022. Thanks for hanging out with me, everybody. This is where you can get all of your Wisconsin sports takes in 20 minutes or less, or your Lionin' Kugel's Oktoberfest is free. I see all the Oktoberfest celebrations back where all the Germans moved to, good old Wisconsin, and glad everybody's having fun. Hope the polka music is rocking. This is not going to be a fun pod. The Brewers season is over. Bucks season starts next week. I'll pick up on the Bucks next week. We have this unique time. And luckily, the Packers laid an egg. And so we have this unique time. We're just going to, it's going to be all Packers. I mean, I do this obviously a lot of the times, but Bucks start next Thursday, so I'll preview the season next week and this week, folks. The fuck up in London. That's what I'm calling it. I'm not even making it rhyme or anything. I'm not even going to say something clever about it. What the fuck was this? Well, quick shout out. I'll give a positive note at the beginning because we are such a rabid fan base, ladies and gentlemen. The Green Bay Packers travel like it's a fucking college team, but we're a pro team, okay? We're very closely related to this team. I take time to do a fucking podcast about them. Obviously, I love them, and they're a big part of my life. Okay. So I woke up, and out here on the West Coast, it is 6:30 a.m. kickoff time. And there was a Packer Faithful Bar in Silver Lake. Shout out to 33 Taps. And shout out to us Packer fans for showing up. I got there at 6:32 a.m. They were just kicking the ball off. And there was no spot in this bar, which is fairly big. It is a sports bar. No tables, no chairs. There was a section of standing room at the bar that was open. And that is all I got. And I got there right at 6, basically 6:30. And we're a ravenous fan base, folks. The sun wasn't even up. And we didn't, and people fucking got up, took the shower, put the Rodgers jerseys on. Fucking A. I love it. I loved everybody out there. What a great time. And we, on the West Coast, we usually don't get these early games. I'm not a soccer fan. I won't be waking up for Guam, Japan, you know, it's 4:30 a.m. or whatever to check it out. I know that that's fun, and being a sports fan, it's cool, but we don't get early games here on the West Coast, and so it was fun to get up. It was fun to kind of do that and party. Not till the break of dawn, at the break of dawn. It was cool. I convinced one of my crazy, wasn't a Packers fan necessarily, but he's a football fan. I convinced him to come out, and he's a Rams fan. And I was like, do you even think if the Rams play London that there's going to be a packed Rams bar? I doubt it. I really, honestly, I if the Rams play at 6:30 in the morning, I'm sure they have in the past. I wonder what happened. There's no way. There's no, all bars will open normally. No one will care. And our fan base fucking rocks. That's the point. I'm avoiding talking about the game. I do not want to. This was, as I said, the fuck up in London. They're doing construction right outside of me. And what a classic thing for a podcaster to say. Okay. So I guess I gotta fucking talk. Well, let's just one more second, 30 more seconds. Let's just revel in the first half. And what a bit, that's the thing. I got there. All my Packer people were out. You know, this bar does the whole thing. They do go Pack, go chants. They fucking play bang on the drum on touchdowns. And we're just feeling ourselves. We're like, here it is. The fucking Giants, of course, blah, blah, blah. We're gonna murder him. No. We did not, we did in the first half, and then we all know what happened next. Maybe that's the name for it, a Kingsley collapse. So what happened? What happened in the second half that wasn't happening in the first half? Well, Aaron Rodgers was forcing the ball downfield. Aaron, you know, I'm a single man, and so I just noticed that if I stick around my house too many nights in a row, the third night, all the time, I can never do three nights just sticking at home. I got to do something. Got to go to a movie. Got to do something. Aaron just can't stick with the check downs. He's like willing Davante Adams to appear, and it's not going to appear. He can't be going downfield. There is nobody to get the ball to downfield. He was questioned that in the post game. They said, Aaron said, I was trying to get it downfield. And the reporter said, do you think anybody here is built to go downfield? And he was like, that's a great question. So he, like my third day sitting inside, is just in the third quarter, the fourth quarter, he's just not going to check it down. That's not the player he is. He's an MVP. Well, you know, he's going to be wanting to do more. But again, he's trying to make a Davante Adams happen. And it's not fucking happening. And I will talk about Davante Adams a little bit later. So Rodgers is forcing the ball deep. What happened to this Jones-Dillon combo that I was so fucking excited about? This fucking going back to the 1960s and running the ball and having two. They don't do that. They are still rotating them out. And they are possibly the two greatest creators we have on offense. The fuck? So that's been disappointing, not seeing their two playmakers, because guess what? The last point is they don't have playmakers as a wide receiver. They have a veteran in Cobb. They have an average player in Alan Lazard. They have a couple rookies who are rookies, and we cannot judge them after five games. And that's where we're at. And so they're not... We haven't seen the big Aaron Jones run. We haven't seen Dylan seal the game. It's funny because they went the opposite of going conservative when they had the lead. They didn't even sit on the lead by running it and going slow and taking the time. I hate to say this, taking the ball out of Daniel Jones's hand. Oh, God. We have two running backs that could actually sit on the fucking lead a little bit. The fuck? Here's Aaron just airing it out on second down. Dude. Batted balls. Stupid. It was offense is not good. Now, the defense is not off the hook. Defense got blamed quite a bit. I mean, it was a complete collapse on both sides. It really was. Because they couldn't stop a fucking moth. What the fuck? We are Jack and the fucking beanstalk here, folks. The defense is the fucking beans. I guess the beans did sprout. Jack and the beanstalk was right, actually. That might be a bad analogy. For those of you who are over 80 years old that get this reference, we got sold the Brooklyn Bridge. I need to update my references. This defense is not good. We got told all offseason this defense is going to slay this, that, the other thing. Guess what? Packer fans, I held off on saying it. We're in week fucking whatever the fuck, 5, 6. We're back in defensive coaching hell. This guy's terrible. It everything about it reeks of he is not making the adjustments. Good coaches, they make adjustments. What's their talent good at? What's their talent bad at? What's the opposing talent's best thing and worst thing? And you try to match those up a little bit. This is the least creative defense that the Packers have ever fucking had. There's a great article today on TheRinger.com about the Packers defense, and it says it in a better way than I'm able to. It uses the numbers, basically, of like, they're not switching it up. They're not moving guys around. They are completely a static defense. They're playing zones, which Alexander fucking hates, which he should, and they're not adjusting to the talent they have. So what are they doing? They're giving up runs and passes. They are the worst defense in the league on first and down, first and second downs. I'd say that's probably bad, since there's only one more down you can even fucking get to. What teams aren't even getting there. This is a fucking, this is panic mode. This is panic mode if they don't get, Joe fucking Barry needs to go into the doctor and say, hey, we need to do this quickly, but I need my head out of my fucking rectum. How long does that take? What's the recovery time? It hurt because later that night, Sunday Night Football, Marcus Peters is covering the number one receiver on the Bengals, number one corner versus number one receiver. And you see the battle all night. It's super fun. And we're just wallowing away and watching Jefferson get wide open on crossers. Crossers are killing them right now. Fucking murdering them. Crossing routes. That's all Daniel Jones and these fucks did. They didn't have any explosive offensive players either. Put your guy on the other best guy and let's fucking go. Let's switch up the defense. Switch up a couple of looks, please. It's obviously not working. So yeah, the defense does not come out unscathed. Let me see what I got to. I got through a lot there, I think. bottom defense on first and second downs, getting murdered on crossing routes. Yes. I guess my last point is just, yeah, put these players in a position to win the down. That's what I always hear. That's the old football fucking trope, right? Dude, they're clearly not doing that because they have some talented fucking players, some who could make the Pro Bowl. They might have three or four Pro Bowlers on this fucking team, but it's not going to happen if they lose, if they sieve points to the fucking Giants. And Daniel Jones will have no Pro Bowlers. Terrible, bad, fucking bad defense. Oh, we were told also, their defense is going to be so good, top five. Not enough creativity on this defense, just lacking. So I do want, I mean, the Giants too. It's funny that this didn't jog my memory of last week's pod because I do have this secondary list of most hated teams. The first one, of course, is everybody in our division. We see them twice a year. It's impossible. Impossible for the Cowboys to be a bigger rival than even the Lions, honestly. When you see somebody twice a year, you just get to know them. It's they're your rival. So the secondary list of my, as a Packer fan's, most hated teams in the league. And I'm always updating it. It's a fluid list. But the Giants have always been number one. The Cowboys had it for a little, definitely in the 90s, Cowboys was number one. And then they flirted with it. You know, there was some Tony Romo teams. We had that big playoff win against Dak a couple years ago with the tiptoe tight end catch and field goal. It's Giants by a long shot. Russ left Seattle. So that's kind of, oh, wait a second. What am I even fucking talking about? How can I open my mouth? It's San Francisco. What am I saying? So Giants are number two. My bad, everybody. San Francisco in the fucking hated power rankings. San Francisco is still number one, but Giants are number two. They always play the Packers tough. Every fucking time. Every time. It's a weird thing where it's like, I'm always worried about the Giants. Those 2 years that they beat the Packers, or sorry, those two Super Bowls they won against the Patriots, the Packers should have been in those Super Bowls. It really, I know the Pats get all the attention on those two, but the Packers are the secondary fucking failure of that. Because one of those was the Packers 15-1 fucking season where they definitely should have played the Pats that year. Ugh, fucking Giants. And with Russ off of Seattle, that bumps Seattle down far. I think the Russ thing, him being at Madison and having this Wisconsin connection, moved him up. It was the 10-year anniversary of the Fail Mary, folks, by the way, a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. So it's San Francisco, number one. Giants, number two. Dallas, number three. It's East. It's NFC heavy, obviously. That's what I meant to say, NFC. But no Cards, no LA, you know, no Seattle anymore. San Francisco, dude. Tampa? No. Well, I guess Tampa is four with Tom Brady on there and Aaron having the Tom Brady thing. I'll put Tampa at four. And then anybody in five? I don't know. It just doesn't, I don't want to just slot somebody in there or whatever. So we'll keep it as is. All right. So those are my updated most hated teams. So yeah, I guess the last point on the game is afterwards, Aaron's complaining. Alexander fucking torched the coach. And it's like, I don't think that's the type of player that Alexander is. But I think he's basically at wit's end where it's like, I need to publicly speak about this because this is dumb and we're fucking losing every week because we're playing this dumb scheme that does not fit our strengths. And it's like so apparent. It is honestly, folks, it's an ego thing for the coach. It is an ego thing. I am promising you. Because if it wasn't an ego thing, you would adjust it by now. I want to say one quick thing I did learn from Coach Bud. You know, because Coach Bud, champion, hey, NBA champion, you know? You should listen to him. Coach Bud did say, because everybody, you know, was on Coach Bud, why don't you make defensive adjustments during the game? Blah, 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 blah. And he said, you know, he said it in this way, I hope I'm explaining it correctly, but he's like, I want my players, as pro as they are, as fucking good, there's some all-stars, there's a Hall of Fame player on this team, there's veterans. Bud was like, I want them thinking, quote unquote, as least amount of possible out there. The game is so fast that, again, you would rather have your players, or really anything, you know, they teach this in improv, don't mean to bring that up, but they teach this in acting or really anything. You just want to be up there doing your thing, obviously putting the reps. They practiced a ton. They know how to play basketball. They understand the basics of the game. But he was like, my point, I want them thinking. So if you at halftime, you're like, no, Drew, don't do all this. Do this, this, and this. Even as good as Drew is, he's one of the best. You just want Drew out there doing his thing. So the coach's job is to not make this team think. It's to put them in the right positions to fucking succeed. End of rant. Green Bay Packers are done. I have 1 minute left. And we're, you know what? Instead of tracking a Packer, we're going to track Devontae Adams. I am fucking pissed. We might be 5-0 if this fucker signed. So I saw the end of the Raiders game, which, by the way, I did put a little bit of money on the Raiders total under for the season, which is looking good. But the last play of the game, Devontae Adams literally runs a route right into Hunter Renfro. Game over. Raiders go to 1-4, and he could have been on the Green Bay Packers. So they're leaving the field, and he fucking... him and a guy fucking cross paths, and Adams shoves him. Now, I would encourage you to watch the video because it is very football-esque. Because the guy, he gets in his way, but Adams extends the arms. He extends the arms, folks. It is a pass interference. They're bringing criminal charges. I don't know about that shit. But watch it for yourself. But Devontae Adams, you could have been 5-0 with the Green Bay Packers. They'd be flying home from fucking London right now with a goddamn win. but you're a greedy son of a bitch. You wanted to move to Las Vegas. All right, folks, that's it. That is my time for this week. We'll talk Bucks, and of course, I'm sure more Packers stuff. I forgot the Packers do have two get-right games against the Jets and Washington coming up, so they'll have to get it right, or they will die. No, they won't die. It will totally suck, though. All right, I went over my time by 30 seconds. Ooh. Well, folks, there's baseball playoffs. There's Bucks preseason. So, of course, enjoy the game.